From KQED Radio News, I'm Cy Musiker. Today's the legal deadline for teachers to get pink slips, and State Superintendent Jack O'Connell says altogether California school districts have issued provisional layoff notices to nearly 22,000 teachers and other employees. Here's one example. The Eastside Union High School District in San Jose sent out 113 layoff notices. Marisa Hansen is president of the teachers union there, and she's been advising teachers all day on their options. Hansen says the layoffs will leave just one guidance counselor for each high school.
That would be one counselor for the entire student population, which is over, 2,000 students at most of our high schools.
One counselor to help them get into college, for instance.
Yeah. Exactly. One counselor for the whole school. What they call the multi-service team, the position is a person who helps the students who have family issues, depression, drug abuse, etc. That position has been eliminated.
Pink slips are a traditional rite of spring, and school districts often rescind them when they firm up their budgets. But not this year, when the state budget is $20 billion in the hole. Don Iglesias is superintendent for the San Jose Unified School District. Mr. Iglesias, I believe you're not laying off teachers, but that's because you're shortening the school year by 5 days. How does that work?
Well, we're not laying off teachers, but I want to be real clear. We've lost 150 teaching positions this year and last, about 100 last year and 50 this year. And that's because we no longer have class size reduction in the early primary grades. And we plan to increase class size at the high schools this coming year. We are taking 5 furlough days. Those are days without pay for our staff. We anticipate all bargaining groups to support it, but it does mean 5 less days for kids.
Right, 5 less days for kids, and the teachers basically get a 2.5% pay cut.
Correct.
Which saves the district about $4 million.
That's right.
It seems likely that these changes would compromise the quality of the education kids are getting.
Well, the reality is, I think that you can see by the actions of the legislature in the last year that, they have changed the ed code laws that are now permissive around the requirement of 180 instructional days. They've moved it down to 175, and that's because clearly our legislators understand that they're not funding us at a level that we can continue to provide 180 days of instruction.
Well, you're in Sacramento today, in fact, talking to lawmakers about the state budget and cuts to education. What are you telling them?
I'm telling them that the analogy I made is it's kind of like when your tires have 50,000 miles on them and you can see the steel belts underneath that were worn thin and were at risk of blowing out. And that is that, sometimes I hear the criticism of educators from others that say, well, everybody's taking their lumps and take your lumps as well. I don't have a problem with that personally or for the folks that work with me, but I do have a problem that this is not some kind of service that is peripheral. This is the kids and the kids that need to take all of our places in the next generation and be well-educated.
What message do you think this sends to parents who might be trying to decide between a public school down the block and a private school?
Well, I would stand on our track record. San Jose Unified, we have the second highest graduation rate in the nation, and our kids are more likely to go to college than they are in other districts because all of our kids and all of our high schools must take the University of California equivalent courses in order to graduate. So we still provide quality education, and the price is right.
Yeah, but it would seem that this coming school year, the price might be right, but the quality won't be as good as it was last year.
Well, one of the things that our teachers in San Jose Unified are doing is voluntarily increasing the length of the school day. That won't mitigate all the impact of having less instructional days, but certainly it'll help.
Thanks for your time today.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Don Iglesias is superintendent for the San Jose Unified School District. I'm Cy Musiker, KQED Public Radio.